Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Internet Church. I'm Dr. Sabrina Sessions, and Brother Bill is here, and Brother Marshall is here, and so are all of you. I want to thank those of you who've been praying for my family and for me. We are going to funeralize my aunt on tomorrow, and I want to thank you for your prayer support and your continued prayer support for us. We went this afternoon to gather together and to view the body, and actually, she's got a smile on her face, and I was happy about that because she was happy to go, and we are happy for her. Amen. She's gone into the presence of the Lord, and she's picked up with relationships that were left off here on earth, and she's before the Lord, and she was ready to go. She was happy to go and eager to go, and we are happy for her coronation. Amen? Amen. You know, there are some of us that are not going to go the way of the grave. And some of us know who we are and some of us don't. Some of us are going to be caught up when the Holy Spirit takes the body of Christ out of the earth. And others of us will go the way of the grave. So whichever, God is glorified. Amen? And that's what really does matter, that God is glorified. Amen? We want to thank him for his loving care for us, not only as we live here on earth, but even after we have been taken off the earth. Amen? Amen. And for those of you, what's wrong with the sound? You can't hear? Amen. Brother Bill, no sound? Let's try refreshing. Amen. Garbled. Okay. Let me try this again. Okay. You all be patient and pray. Okay. We'll try that again. Better, Brother Bill. Is this better? Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. We just needed to do that again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, that solved the problem. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ. And Satan, you didn't get away with that. As I was saying, I was thanking everyone for their prayer support for the family, my family in particular, as we're going to funeralize my very last aunt on tomorrow. Today, the family met together, and we got to see the body, and she had a smile on her face, and she looks very, very pretty in her nice yellow suit, and it was a good feeling to be with the family, and she was ready to leave. She was looking forward to her coronation day, and we are happy for her. We will miss her terribly, but she's where she wanted to be, with the Lord and with the rest of the family, of course. So, as I was saying, everyone is not going to go by way of the grave. There are some of us that are going to leave when the Holy Spirit takes the body of Christ out of the earth. And so whenever you go, whichever way you go, the Lord is glorified, and that's what matters. That's what really does matter. Amen? You know, because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we look forward to that day. We don't dread it. Whenever it comes, we welcome the change. Amen? It's a very desirable change. When you know that you've lived a life that the Lord is pleased with, that you've had a continual relationship with him for many years, and you are leaving this world, going into his presence, it's nothing to be frightful about. Amen? It's something to welcome. Amen? Because the Lord comes to get his own. Amen? Amen. So we just ask for your continued prayers during this time. There were some tears, but you know something? We all have to let go of this body at some point, and it's a time of preparation for some. It's a time of expression for others, but whatever it is, as long as the Lord is glorified. That's what's really important. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And with that, I want to say, I have an announcement to make in the middle of the sermon somewhere tonight. So, Brother Bill, even though I forgot to tell you about the announcement, don't let me forget. Amen. If I've gotten all the way to the place that you're doing the praise reports and and I haven't done the announcement, thank you for reminding me. I appreciate that. It's been a busy day for me. But anyway, the Lord is here with us, saints, and he loves us, and he is expressing his love to us. You know, the last time we were together, we talked about his healing virtue and how this is an expression of the Father's love to us, his compassion and his love to us. There are many such expressions, and I would that you wouldn't miss out on any of them. But, you know, it's your choice. It always is your choice. But the Lord is so good. He's so good. He's so kind. And he's very close to his people when they experience the loss of a loved one. Amen? So don't just shut yourself away when that happens and try to figure it all out. No, be a blessing to someone because the Lord will be blessing you. Amen. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. Amen. And we want to say a special God bless you to all of our members that are in the 30 other countries that they listen to us. Amen. That's right. We have people in 30 other countries. And we are so happy to have them. God bless you, each one of you. And I know that the Lord is going to add to our numbers all over the world. Amen. That's one of the wonderful things about this ministry. We're not all in one place. We're all over the globe, and the love of God is being received everywhere that we are. So, saints, when you pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ, they're not all in the United States. They're everywhere. Amen? You see, when we bind the principalities and powers, when we do warfare, it's not just in one place. It's every place. Wherever the saints are. Amen. So don't feel like everybody's right here in the United. No, not everyone. We're all over the globe. Amen. We're all over the globe. And we're all together at the same place. Amen. Even if you listen during a different time zone, you're just as much a part of us as those that are here in this time zone. You see, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. There's enough love to cover the globe. Amen? That's right, to the saints everywhere. We even have saints in New Zealand. So, you see, we're not all in one place. We're everywhere. So when you hug your brothers and sisters in the Lord, you have to spread your arms real wide. Amen? Very, very wide. So tonight we're going to continue the subject we were on the last time we were together. I'm very much looking forward to this message tonight. For some reason I am. But maybe that's just the excitement of the Lord that I feel and that I anticipate. Also, we've been having baptism. That's what I wanted to say. We've been having baptism. It's a wonderful thing to see people experience that in the Lord, that the old man is left behind and the new man is right out in front. It's just such a wonderful thing. And those of you who wish to be baptized, you will need to contact Brother Bill in the chat room while we are live on the air. Amen. We just look forward to you all coming during the warm months and participating in the love of God and receiving the blessings of the Lord. So if you are a person that you say, well, I got baptized before, but then after that I went back into the world, or I was connected with some other group that's not really in Christ Jesus our Lord, well, you can get baptized too. But we only do it when the weather is warm. Amen? And even if it should rain, because you know we do have to water all this green foliage that we have in Florida, God will stop the rain so that you can get baptized. Amen? Amen. We're not too busy to baptize the saints. It doesn't matter how far you come from. We will baptize you. Amen? And we just love to do that. Amen? It's a blessing. It's a privilege. It's an honor. Amen? Some of you that have come to visit and been baptized had such a wonderful time. Amen? So we encourage you to do that if that's what the Lord has laid on your heart. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so, see, Brother Bill, I can remember things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are just so pleased and so honored that the Lord does this through our ministry. It doesn't matter what continent or what country you live in. We baptize. Amen. Amen. And some of you might want to get baptized again. You've grown. You've grown since the first time. Amen. We'll do that too. So let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. You know, for the first-time listeners, we meet on Wednesdays and Fridays at 6:30 Eastern Time in the United States, and on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We're live on the air. And the Lord has been blessing us. Yes, he has. He's been blessing us. Some of you just know you're going to get blessed. So yes, we all get blessed. I get blessed preaching. You get blessed hearing and receiving. We all get blessed. Amen. So we're inviting you to join us in our chat room, which is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. That's right. And we ask if you're on a computer to open two windows. One, the first window is MIC Radio Chat. When the page comes up, you'll see across the banner MIC Radio Chat. And the second window is for Blog Talk Archive Sermon. When you get to the second window, scroll down to Upcoming Broadcasts and click that big arrow in the middle of the page. That will be the arrow that leads you to the message for this service. Amen? And you can listen through your computer. Now, if you're on a cell phone, when the page comes up, miracleinternetchurch.com, you'll see three white lines across a black background. Click that link, and all the other links open immediately. Amen? Amen. Be blessed in Jesus' name. So, we just want to thank the Lord for what he's been doing and the direction that he's been leading us in. He's been getting us to get our lives cleaned up before him. Amen. He wants to answer more prayers. He wants to bless us. He wants to promote us. He wants to heal us and deliver us. So we're going to do what the Lord is calling us to do. Amen. Amen. I encourage you to invite other people to join us. Amen. I invite you to do that, amen, to invite others, your in-laws, your outlaws. Even if you're divorced, you can invite your former spouse to listen. You see, everybody needs the word of the Lord, every single person. And if you ask the Lord to bring you into acquaintance with people who need this ministry, he will do that. And he will tell you what to say. You don't have to, there's some people get frightened if you mention demons or casting them out. They get scared. Those aren't the people you tell them that first. You tell them that the Lord will bless them, because he will, if they come to listen and participate. Amen? And when he's ready, he'll tell them, and they won't get so scared. Amen? So tell them about Jesus. It's important to tell people about Jesus. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go before the Lord our God in prayer. And we're going to thank him today. We're going to thank him for his goodness. And we're going to praise the Lord, because the Lord is good to his people. He's good to us. Yes, he is. He is so very good to us. And he wants us to remember that he's in us, and that he's with us, and that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen? We don't have anything to be nervous or fearful about, because our God loves us. Amen? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for the word of God. We want to thank you for your free gift of the Word of God, Jesus Christ, the living Word, and the printed Word, our King James Version Bibles. We want to thank you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. And right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we forgive everyone who's ever sinned against us or against our family member. We release them, Lord. We release them to you. Whatever they've done, Jesus Christ paid for it on Calvary. So as an act of our will and in obedience and reverence to you, we choose to forgive from our hearts. We thank you for releasing the grace to us to do so. And we forgive, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you protect us from evil. The Bible says that you do in Psalm 91. And we want to thank you for all of the angels that you've assigned to us and to this ministry to protect us, even the praising angels to praise over us. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your very glory in the midst. We thank you for all the angels that have ever worked with us, with our family members, with those that we prayed for and interceded for. And we give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name. The Bible says that we should not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor afraid of COVID or its derivatives or any such other wicked thing. And we bind the fear that comes from listening to the news media harp on the same thing, continually trying to evoke fear, so that they can put altars, they can put demons in us by traumatizing us with death and fear. Lord, they never tell us how many people survived, how many people left the hospital, how many people went home just fine. All they want to talk about, Lord, is the bad part. But you know something? You're greater than all the parts, Lord, and you're greater than their lies, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that when we lie down to rest, we will not be afraid. When we lie down, our sleep will be sweet. We bind every spirit, Lord, that comes to torment us in the night, that comes to attack us in the night. We bind those devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We send them into the cage in the name of Jesus. And we turn them over to God, the Holy Spirit. We turn every one of them over to God, the Holy Spirit. Because you've not given us, Lord, a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. A sound mind. There's no torment in your love, Lord. There's no fear or torment in your love, because your perfect love, Lord, casts out all fear. So we're not going to be intimidated, because we know we have an enemy that comes to attempt to harm us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that whatever bad experiences we have had during the day or during the week, we surrender them to you at the end of the day, Lord. We thank you for that. And we thank you that you keep reminding us to gird up the loins of our mind. When we sleep, Lord, we know that you are awake and that you don't sleep. You don't nod off and you don't sleep. But you're right here with us, amen, watching over us. We thank you, Lord, that when we wake, you cause us to hear your loving kindness in the morning, because we trust in you. And you cause us to know the way wherein we should walk, because we lift our souls up to you. You deliver us from our enemies. You teach us to do your will, because you're a good God. You have a good spirit, and you lead us in the land of uprightness. We thank you, Father, for it, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the armor of God, and we thank you, Lord, that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You teach us your word, Lord. You write it on our heart. We place your word in our hearts so that we will not sin against you. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We choose by an act of our will to obey the word and to cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, against your very word. And we bring into captivity with Matthew 18:18. We handcuff, we arrest those spirits in Jesus' name, and we bring them captive and subject to the Lord Jesus Christ. We cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because you care for us. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us for going to sleep without having cast our cares upon you. Because sometimes we open a door for attack to the enemy because we have not done so before we lay down to sleep. So, Lord, help us to remember to cast every single care upon you. Why? Because you love us and you care for us. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel every demonic assignment and satanic agenda and device of the devil against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind murder to its strong man, and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them, to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporting demons, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all technology demons, all Leviathan spirits, all Kundalini spirits, all water and marine spirits, all sex devils, all unclean spirits, all passive devils, all sorcery devils, all seducing spirits, womanizing spirits, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger, all hypnotic and trance devils, all spiritual husbands and spiritual wives, we bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you and we send you into the cage in Jesus' name. We call for the fire of God to completely consume you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent, all ungodly dedications. We bind and we break their power and their grip and hold over the saints of God in Jesus' name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, all Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu magic and witchcraft, Indian magic and witchcraft, African magic and witchcraft, European magic and witchcraft, in Jesus' name. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks. Turn every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse demons. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, and the king of pride. We bind premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Molech, Basilic, Python, Baphomet, Nis 72, Neptune, Zeus, Mammon, Apollyon, and we chain them with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and all other demonic weapons, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce them and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them in Jesus' name. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcrafts back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, Father, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, all voodoo, witchcraft, anything sent to us by the enemy in the name of Jesus, and we return it according to the scriptures in Jesus' name. From our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind and circumcise from ourselves all silver cords, ley lines, garlands, ungodly soul ties, attachments, agreements, oaths, consents, vows, pledges, pacts, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the works of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, all nanotechnology, shamans, sorcerers, and such in Jesus' name. All root workers, we break their grip and hold, and we bind their works in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of every curse, hex, vex, all love spells, charms, fetishes, psychic warfare, destruction, torment, prayer chains that are ungodly, incense and candle burnings, incantations, chantings, hoodoo, crystals, and every form of ritualistic abuse sent against the body of Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the flight and the trajectory of all astral projections in Jesus' name. We bind tribal rituals and sin in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, that you, who the Son sets free is free indeed. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of our inward body parts in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we have been healed. And everyone said, amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, the Lord wants us to renounce pride tonight. He wants us particularly to renounce pride. The Bible says a haughty look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift and running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies. He that sows discord among the brethren, These are just seven things that the Lord hates, and they are an abomination unto him. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce these sins. I turn away from them. I humble myself before you, and I come before you as a child of God. I renounce unbelief and doubt as sin, and I ask you to forgive and release me for entertaining these sins. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. The Bible says, if we confess our sin before you, that you are just and faithful to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, if pride was a sin in your family line, you need to remember that, and you need to bring it before the Lord maybe more often than some other people. I don't know anybody's family that didn't have any pride in it. I just don't. But there are some families that's really it's a big stronghold. And so you need to deal with that. Amen. You see, when we break curses off of people, according to the word of God, but you know, you have to continue not to walk in it. And if you drop your guard, the enemy is ready to try to attack you or in a stealth kind of way, try to get you back into it. You've walked away free. You're free. The enemy isn't going to let it go there. He's going to try to get you to walk in it without you realizing that's what you've done, you see. So you have to have your guard up against that. You see, that's how the enemy works. You've walked free of the curse. The curse has been broken. You're living in the liberty that Jesus Christ purchased for you on Calvary. And sure enough, you'll go around those family members, and if you're not mindful, we'll call it that, if you don't have your armor on that day or whatever, if you didn't do your warfare before you came around them, those spirits will transfer back to you again. If you don't break their grip and hold over your life, if you don't bind them, they will follow you back home, and they'll wait until you've got your mind on something else, and they'll try to pull you right back into that sin. You see, we break curses off of you, yes. You walk free, yes. But the idea is to stay free. Amen? The idea is to stay free. So for all of us that have been around our families recently, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we disconnect ourselves. We circumcise ourselves from those spirits. We bind them in the name of Jesus, spirits that our family members have, that they haven't gotten rid of. We forbid them to follow us. We forbid them to attempt to attach to us. We forbid them to have any dealings with us at all, not in our dreams, not in our sleep, not when we are awake, no time at all. We bind those devils. We put them into the spiritual cage in Jesus' name, and we send them to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Amen. Amen. Because, you know, you never can tell when you're going to run into family. I know I was around them today, and we hugged today, and we comforted one another today. But you see, I've got to leave those spirits out there. I can't bring them here. Amen? Amen. So you do your warfare before. You bind even when you hug. in Jesus' name, you walk away and you disconnect from those spirits and you bind them. Make sure, because see, they get a fresh infilling every time if they're not doing what you've been taught to do. Amen? So that's what you have to do, saints. You see, the enemy will try to lure you right back into what you've already been set free from. Amen? Amen? And thank you, Brother Bill, for posting that from those spirits. You got on the phone and you talked to your cousin, you have to disconnect from those spirits. Amen? You were on the phone talking to your sister or your brother across town or wherever they live, disconnect. You don't know what spirit's been following them lately. Amen? Amen. So let's not just get free, let's stay free, church. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Especially when you come around family members that you know they are not saved. They can tell you whatever they want to tell you, but they're not saved and you know they're not. Amen. Amen. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 107. Psalm 107. And our verse for meditation tonight comes from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 through 17. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 through 17. And our featured ebook is Sexual Marine Spirit, Husbands, Wives, Watermates. Amen. And the link to that is right in the MIC radio chat. It's always placed there just before the service. You know, some of you forget to scroll up and to read the announcement. I left a note for somebody there today, so that person needs to scroll up right where the announcements are, where I post them before every service, and read their note. Amen? Amen. And so the title of tonight's service is He Healed Them All. He healed them all. Amen? All. Not a few. All. So, we're going to look at the scriptures, and I'm going to bring your attention to many of the scriptures where it displays Jesus Christ healing the people. Why? Because we need to believe him for this. Yes, we do. Whatever's not right in your body, we need to believe the Lord. We need to have expectations in our spirits, in our hearts, for the Lord to heal us and to set us free. Why? Because he's a good God, and he loves us. And that's one of his expressions of love and compassion for us. It's an outpouring of his mercy toward us. Amen? Amen. So let's start. Let's go to the Gospel of Matthew. We're going to start in Matthew. Matthew chapter 4. That's right. And you should take notes, saints, during this service. Those of you that like to just sit there and listen, you need to take notes. Amen. You're going to need these scriptures. We live on this planet called Earth. We're not in heaven yet. You're going to need these scriptures. Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 23. Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. He preached, then he healed. And it didn't matter what kind of sickness or disease it was. He healed it. Verse 24, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments. Some people are tormented. And those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. So you see, this is the will of the Father for us to be healed, saints. All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, beginning with verse 14. Matthew chapter 8, beginning with verse 14. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid, Peter's wife's mother, his mother-in-law, sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. And when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Jesus Christ himself took and our sicknesses on the cross. Amen. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Whatever it was, Jesus healed it. Whatever. Let's go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 5. Matthew chapter 11. I'm going to turn there to Matthew chapter 11. Okay. We are here. And verse 5. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. So you see, Jesus did all these things when he was here on the earth. And the last time we were together, we covered the fact that he has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The Lord hasn't changed one bit. He still heals. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. And he healed them all. Jesus healed them all. He hasn't changed, saints. He'll heal you too. Go to Matthew chapter 14, verse 14. Matthew chapter 14, verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. You see, he healed the sick. All right, Matthew chapter 14, verse 35. Verse 35, and when the men of that place had acknowledged of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. You see, saints, this was even before he got to the cross. Amen. Matthew chapter 15, verse 30. Matthew chapter 15, verse 30. And great multitudes came unto him, Jesus Christ, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. He healed them, saints. Matthew 19, verse 2. Matthew 19, verse 2. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. And he healed them. Matthew 21, verse 14. Matthew 21, verse 14. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple at the church, and he healed them. He healed them, saying. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. In the book of Acts, Acts chapter 10, verse 38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen? All right. I think we're beginning to get the point. Mark, let's go to the Gospel of Mark for a little bit. Mark. Chapter 1, Mark chapter 1, beginning with verse 32. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. All the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. So, God is no respecter of persons, saints. If he healed them, he'll heal us, won't he? Mark chapter 1, verse 39. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. He wants us to be free. That's the idea I got. What about you? Mark chapter 3, verse 10. Mark chapter 3, for he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plague. That's right. Mark chapter 6, verse 5. Mark chapter 6, verse 5. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. Well, why is it he could do no mighty work? Because they were in such unbelief that they wouldn't bring the rest of the sick to him, that they might be healed. Same chapter, Mark 6, verse 56. Mark 6, 56. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the street and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. I think the Lord's trying to give us a good understanding of where he is on this matter. Let's go over to the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 40. Luke chapter 4, verse 40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. On every one of them and healed them. I don't see that there's any room to doubt. Let's go to chapter 5, Luke chapter 5, verse 15. Luke chapter 5, verse 15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Amen? Yes, that's what happened. Verse 17, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. That's right. All right, let's go to chapter 6, Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, and we're going to verse 17. Verse 17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and they that were vexed unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all, and healed them all, saints. Luke chapter 7, go to the next chapter, Luke chapter 7, beginning with verse 21. Luke chapter 7, beginning with verse 21. And in that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues, and of evil spirit, and unto many that were blind, he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, poor the gospel is preached. So you see, the Lord wants us to be healed, saints. He wants us to be healed. Luke chapter 9, Luke chapter 9, verse 11. And the people, when they knew it, followed him. And he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing, and healed them that had need of healing. Amen. Amen. It's so. Let's go to Luke 17. Luke 17. And we're going to begin at verse 12. Luke 17 and verse 12. And as he, speaking of Jesus, entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers. Now, see, leprosy is a disease that you lose body parts. It's a necrosis where it deteriorates the very bones and the tissues. Amen? Which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell on his face to the ground. He fell right on the ground on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. He wasn't even a Jew. He was a Samaritan. The Samaritans were half-breeds, you know, half Jew, half something. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, for thy faith hath made thee whole. Now you see, saints, when God does something wonderful for you, you need to give him glory. You need to put your praise report in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. It's there to give others hope, to give them encouragement, and to help them stand in faith, believing. Amen? Amen. Amen. It is so. So, saints, I want you to know something. The Lord has called us to a fast, and it is a fast for those who are desiring to be healed of something, whatever your something is. The fast will begin on May the 4th at 12:01 a.m., whatever your time zone is, May 4th. Let me see. That's on a Tuesday. And it will run consecutively through May 7th, through midnight May 7th, which is a Friday. Amen? And it is for those who are desiring to be healed of something. Amen? Let me say that again. From 12:01 a.m., May 4th, all the way through without stopping, midnight, May 7th. That's the first week in the month of May, from that Tuesday all the way through that midnight, Friday night. Those who wish to be healed of something. It's a very simple fast. And it consists of water, herbal tea, fruits, and vegetables. Water, herbal tea, fruits, and vegetables. That's it. That's the whole fast right there. Now, if the Lord, when the Lord gives me scriptures, I think you already have the scriptures. I've just given them to you. That's why I said you should write them down. You should commit these scriptures to your heart. They should be committed to your heart and to your memory. And I would encourage you during the fast to go over these and other scriptures like them. Amen? Yes, other scriptures that speak of the healing power of the Lord. Amen? I would encourage you to do that during this fast. For those who wish to, who are desiring to be healed of something. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you have a question, you can ask the Lord, or you can write me at gproom@outlook.com and ask me, but ask the Lord first. Amen? Amen. For those who are desiring to be healed of something, this is what the Lord is calling us to. Amen? Amen. Very simple, It's only you fingers, water, herbal tea, fruit, vegetables. If it's not one of those four, it can't go in your mouth. Amen?
Amen.
And the scriptures that were given. Amen? So, during Jesus Christ's life on earth, saints, he performed many miracles. Not a few, but many. Many miracles. Many, many miracles. Amen? He performed many miracles. Not a few, many. All throughout the scriptures, I mean, even in the Old Testament, miracles were performed. So, if you're wanting to be healed, now is a good time to join with your brothers and sisters in Christ who are believing likewise. Amen? Miracles such as healing and the casting out of devils were not done to dazzle the onlookers or to establish a reputation for Jesus as a miracle worker. That's not the point. Instead, they were done to introduce the season of the Messiah and to bring glory to God and to display the loving compassion of the Father for his own. His purpose was to motivate the people to belief, faith, and true repentance. That's right. To motivate. That's right. The Lord wants us motivated. Motivated. Let's go to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, and I need to turn there myself. Matthew chapter 11, and we're going to verse 20. Matthew chapter 11, verse 20. And the Bible says here that Jesus began to upbraid or to rebuke the cities where most of his mighty works were done. Why would he do that? Because they repented not. He goes on to say in verse 21, woe to thee, Chorazin. Woe unto thee, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works or miracles which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. So you see, one of the important things that these miracles and healings are supposed to do is to lead people to true repentance. True repentance. The Lord wants that. True repentance. Let's go over in Luke. Let's look in Luke. That's in, yeah, just go right over to Luke, and we're going to chapter 10, Luke chapter 10. And we're going to verse, let's see, Lord, where do we want to go first? Verse 12. Let's just go straight to verse 12. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. He was speaking about a city where he'd done a lot of healing. Amen. And then he goes on to tell them what we just read. Because you see, a little further down he says, behold, in verse 19, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. So you see, saints, he wants people to have faith. He wants them to be full of belief, and he wants people to repent of their sin. And matter of fact, there are still churches that believe that after the early church was established, that there was no longer any need for miracles. So they are in unbelief, even to this day. That's right. And if you were ever associated with such a group, you must repent. You must denounce. That means to call that sin and to condemn their unbelief and to renounce that. That is to refuse all further association with those beliefs and practices that are sin. If you belong to a group who believe that miracles and healings and casting out of devils is not for today, you need to repent. Because you see, that's one of your hindrances or blockages to being healed and delivered and set free. Amen? If so, and you need to do that, you need to take care of that matter. Saint, this is what the Lord wants us to know. This is what the Lord wants us to know. Do not look to the bigness of your need. Don't look at how long you've had whatever you have. Don't look at everybody in my family has had. Don't look at those kinds of things. That's not where our focus needs to be. We need to look to the bigness of our God. How great our God is. How much love he has for us. How much compassion and mercy he pours out to us. We need to have our minds on these things. Our circumstances are our hindrances to seeing God's ability. Our circumstances are right up, jumping up and down in our face going, see, he'll never do that for you. He's not going to do that. Look at how long you've had this. I mean, you've been asking him for so long. He's not going to do this. Don't you dare listen to that devil. In fact, you need to bind his mouth in Jesus' name. Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to people that don't have faith. Don't listen to people that don't believe the word. Listen to Jesus. Listen to the word of God. Amen? If you keep your eyes on your circumstances, the devil will use those same circumstances to defeat you and to accuse the word of God and Jesus Christ. That's right. If you just keep focusing on what isn't instead of who he is, you won't be able to see what he's doing. And the devil will be nipping in your ears about the whole matter. Your victory will come in keeping your eyes on the bigness of our God and his abilities. On his power, his might, his greatness, his love. Amen? It's so. In Isaiah chapter 53, beginning with verse 3, he, speaking of Jesus, is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, the punishment of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. There it is, right there. With his stripes. When they hit him with that cat of nine tails and lashed him, pulling the very skin and the muscle and the sinew away from his bones, and the blood began to flow, with his stripes, we are healed. There's the foundation right there for our healing. We went back last time and we found those scriptures. We rediscovered those scriptures that said he's the Lord our God who heals us. We need to make sure that it's written in our hearts and in our memories. Amen? This is the basis for every healing or deliverance from the Lord. Jesus Christ has redeemed us. He has redeemed you and paid the full price to take every human back from the devil. He has paid the full price for each person to be healed too. That's right. He has done so. Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58. I'm going to just move around here. And I'm going to start with verse 2. No, I'm going to start with verse 1 because the Lord's been talking about repenting. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and their sin. And yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God, saying, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, the Lord says, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. In other words, when you're fasting, you go right along doing the same old things you've been doing. Verse 4, behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as you do this day, to make your voice heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, an acceptable day to the Lord? You see, these people were fasting, but they weren't changing. They were going through the motions of fasting, but no real change was taking place in them. Verse 6, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Verse 8, when you do the things God wants you to do, when change takes place, you see, fasting isn't just to say, okay, I fasted. Fasting is to bring change. It's a deal breaker and a life changer. Change is supposed to take place. And he says in verse 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. He wants some change. Remember, we've talked about that, how the Lord wants change in our lives. It's not just, okay, I went on a fast. No, it's time to change. Change. Remember, we went through the scriptures in Daniel 3 and Matthew 17. Our last time together, that we must fast sometimes. God wants some serious and real change in our lives. Sometimes, saints, we must go through the process and wait on the Lord as well. There's a process he's taking us through. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord, that minister unto the Lord, that spend time with him, fellowshipping with him, not just to say, hi, Lord, how you doing? No, to bring about change within. Change within. That shows up on the outside, too. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You out of strength? This is a place to renew. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen? Psalm 123, verse 2. The second part of that scripture. So our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Sometimes there's waiting involved and not sitting there twiddling our thumbs. No, actively involved in change. Amen. Isaiah 30, verse 18. And therefore will the Lord wait. He's been waiting on us, saints, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Yes, it's so. It is the truth. It is the truth, saints. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Seek him. He wants us to seek him. While we are seeking him, what should we do? Well, we should spend time alone with him in the scriptures. Proverbs chapter 7, beginning with verse 2. Proverbs 7, beginning with verse 2. Keep my commandments and live. Oh, in other words, obey his word and live. and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Keep the word your focus. Amen. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, Jesus says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. You know his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. While we're waiting, we should worship him and praise him. We should worship the Lord and praise him. Psalm 51, verse 15. Psalm 51, verse 15. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. That's right. Psalm 107, verse 8. Psalm 107, verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And he keeps repeating it in verse 15. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. He repeats it again in verse 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for what? For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. You get the hint? And by the way, that's our featured psalm for this evening's worship service. If he keeps repeating it, saints, he wants us to do it. That's what it means to obey God. We do the things that he wants us to do. We should do spiritual warfare as we wait on the Lord. Yes, we should do spiritual warfare. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, he's repeating himself, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Amen? We have a Global Prayer Warriors prayer room that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We should do spiritual warfare. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We're to use it. Remember Jesus kept saying to the devil, it is written, it is written, it is written. Remember? We must do spiritual warfare. We must repent of sin, even generational sin. In Nehemiah chapter 1, Nehemiah is in the Old Testament. It's just before the book of Esther. Amen? Nehemiah chapter 1. This is what Nehemiah said. I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, when thou commandest thy servant Moses. You see, saints, when we come before the Lord, we've got to empty ourselves of all the things that are not pleasing to the Lord. It's very, very important. Also, we can use Psalm 51 to help us repent. That's what Psalm 51 is for. We can also use Deuteronomy 28 through 29, where the blessings and the curses are listed. Amen? Most of them anyway are listed there. We should also keep our mouths from speaking evil. The Lord doesn't like it when we let anything fly out our mouth, especially things that are contrary to his will and purpose for our lives. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. That doesn't just mean profanity or bad language. That means things that are contrary to the scriptures. You see, we put the word of God in our hearts that we might not sin against him. That's right. All of that unbelief rolling out of our mouths, we must repent. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we repent of all the unbelief, doubt, and fear that we have spoken out of our mouths, even under pressure, during our lifetime. We ask for your forgiveness, Father, and we turn from our sin in Jesus' name. You see, everyone has to pray that for themselves, if they will. Amen? You see, our words are supposed to minister grace to the hearers. If you're saying something to your spouse that's not ministering grace to them, you ought to repent and stop doing that. Amen? They come in, and here you come with some foolish talking. Well, that's not ministering grace. It's not. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. You see, we have a choice. It's our choice. The Lord just expects us to make a wise choice, a choice that agrees with the scriptures. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. We're going to eat the fruit of whatever we allow out of our mouth. We would do better to be quiet sometimes, I believe, than to let out of our mouths what we say. You see, when we let that unbelief, that doubt, that fear, that rebellion out of our mouths, others hear it, and our ears hear it too. And when our ears hear it, it goes down into our spirit. And it affects our lives too. If you keep declaring, oh, I'm not going to live past whatever, whatever, well, you're sowing it into your own life. God's not sowing it there. You are. Amen? Oh, I'm never going to get blah, blah, blah accomplished. Well, the Lord's not sowing that into the field of your life. You are. And you need to pluck it up and believe for crop failure. Saints, the Lord wants us to keep believing him. That's right, to maintain our faith and to keep believing him. In Joshua chapter 23, verse 14, Joshua chapter 23, verse 14, Moses was talking to them about, and Joshua repeated it later on. Ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. God doesn't fail. We do, but God doesn't. He doesn't fail. There is no failure in him. And if we have failure in us, we should get rid of it. We should get rid of it. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise. I think somebody needs to get their highlighter out and go to work in their Bible. There hath not failed one word of all his good. The next time you get your mouth to going, you need to think about this. Amen? It's so safe. We need to give the Lord his due. The Bible says, give honor where honor is due. Because we should have an expectation of the Lord to receive from him. We ought to have expectation. Some of us need to repent of having thrown away our confidence. The Bible says to cast not away our confidence because there's a reward that comes with it. Our expectation and our confidence in the Lord is important. It's important when we want to receive from the Lord. And some of us need to go right to that point and repent. Why? Because we've cast away our confidence over and over, and God keeps giving it back to us, and we keep throwing it away. And he keeps giving it back to us, and we keep throwing it away. And it just keeps going, like we're playing ping pong or something. But saints, this is serious. This is serious. Life and death hangs on this. This is very serious. And we have to take it very seriously. You see, in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 11, Mark chapter 11 beginning with verse 23, Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Didn't say anything about your head, said in your heart. There's a difference between your head and your heart. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith. See, but believing what came out of your mouth, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So if you believe in your heart that you ought to die next week, you ought to be careful. You need to go back and get your mouth cleaned out with the blood of Jesus Christ, the word of God. You need to repent and believe for crop failure. Amen. Therefore, I say unto you that what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe right then that you receive them and ye shall have them. If you're not convicted by now, I don't know what will. Amen. Amen. Just say, ouch, Pastor. Hebrews, let's go to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, we're going to chapter 4. I'm going to turn there too, because God is so serious with us tonight, saints. He's ready to do miracles in our lives, and we are holding him up. That's not right. It's just not right. Amen. So we're just going to start with verse 11, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. Let us labor, therefore, to that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of what? Unbelief. For the word of God is quick. That means it's a lie, and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner or a judge of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God judges our thoughts and the intents of our heart. Yes, he does. Some of us need to do some serious repenting. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest or hidden in his sight. He sees it all. But all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Every single thing, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the nasty, and the great and excellent, all of it. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast or firm our profession or confession. For we have not an high priest cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities or our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. As a result of all that, let us therefore come boldly, not cowardly, boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain what? Mercy from our God, and find grace to help us in the time of need. It's there waiting for us if we'll show up to receive it. Yes, it is. Go a few pages over to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. We're just going to go to verse 6 because we could spend a week right here. Amen. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let the church say amen. So saints, that's what we're going to do. We're going to, everyone who desires to be healed of whatever we desire to be healed of, we're going to seek the face of our God. And we're going to do all these things that we've talked about. We're going to God to receive our healing. And we're not going to let go. At least I hope you won't. If you think you ought to, then you need to recast this broadcast. Amen? If you think you're getting weak, recast this one and the one before it and all the other ones in the archive about healing. We have a good God. He loves us, and he wants us to be healed. So are we going to participate with him, or are we just going to mope? We can either choose to get on board with God, or we can just sit here and mope in whatever we're in. As for me, I'm not moping. I don't know about you, but I pray that your moping days are over. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope that your moping days are over. Brother Bill, praise the Lord.
Praise you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Holy Ghost, we ask you to give us all that now faith, which is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Give us all that gift of faith, that right now faith, so we can all receive our healing. And we'll just praise you, Lord. We'll just keep praising you and praising you and praising you, Lord. And saints, on the third day that I was seeking the Lord for my healing from stomach cancer, all I could do that day was just praise him. I had prayed all the scriptures I knew those first 2 days. I had prayed in tongues as long as I could, but that third day I was just singing praises to him. Just like in the scriptures, as Pastor Sabrina laid it out for you today, so that just start praising him during the fast and watch what happens. And we have some awesome praise reports. We have a praise report from New Time. She had put a prayer request in the prayer room about her car. It was having some troubles, and she had to take it to the dealer, and she prayed that it wouldn't cost her a lot of money and that they'd be able to fix the problem right away. Well, everything was covered under the warranty, and they even called an Uber for her so she could make it to work and that she didn't have to pay for it. Now, praise you, Lord Jesus. Everything worked out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, saints, for praying for her. What she put in here, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your help. Praise you, Lord. Aubrey has put a praise report in here. He made a 97 on a math test. Yeah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for helping your saints. Praise you, Lord, for that. Jared has a praise report that her adult children were asleep on the couch for many hours and the audio Bible had been played over them. Well, that word will not return void, Sharon. It will break through and you will see their salvation. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Dina has a praise report. I put in a prayer request about my AC at the house, and the company came and got everything fixed. Praise you, Lord, that they found a big problem and they fixed it. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Rose has a praise report. I wasn't able to use my cell phone for a few days, had some problems with it. But you know what? I didn't get frustrated. I didn't let anything bother me. See, saints, Rose decided not to walk in the flesh. She decided to walk in the spirit. And she prayed, and Jesus took care of everything, and she'll have her new phone tomorrow. So what? Jesus is in charge. Don't let this little junk bother you. Be very careful what you let come out of your mouth, because either the angels pick up your words or the devils pick up your words. It's your choice. Either you want to speak life or you want to speak death, just as the pastor was saying earlier. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you that we're growing and we don't let little junk get us all angry and frustrated and disgusted and busted anymore. We just decide to walk in your spirit and overcome. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Lena has a praise report that Jesus healed her husband today. Praise you for that. They're starting to pick up on this healing message. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And today they went into the enemy's territory and they walked out with victory. They didn't have any trouble. And that is just awesome what you're doing, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And they saw some people get salvation today and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost too. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for our soul winners. Dana has a praise report. While she was at the doctor, her eye pressure was very high. And while she was there, Jesus wanted to show this doctor. And Jesus brought the pressure down 15 points. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We're trying to get the doctor's attention. Well, I have another praise report. Dr. Pat's sister went in for surgery, and there was a tumor that the doctor was going to cut out. And I had went and prayed for her, kept pleading the blood of Jesus over. And during the surgery, I was praying with Dr. Pat. The surgeon opened her up. He saw the tumor. The tumor disappeared right before his eyes. He didn't have to do anything. And all he did was close her back up. And that was the testimony. And look here, the Lord's drawing that doctor to that eye doctor. We praise you for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Trish, she is giving praise and glory to the Lord for being head of her periodontist and guiding the dentist during her oral surgery. And everything went good. We just give you praise, glory, and honor. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for everything. It's all about you, Lord Jesus, and your earth-shaking power and how much you love us and how much you just want us to be beloved above all things. I wish that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. That is the heart of Jesus speaking to you right there, saints. He wants to heal you. Don't believe all the junk you heard in those religious churches. Get rid of those sacred cows and let Jesus heal you. Get rid of that doubt and unbelief and just walk in his word. I love Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 23. It shows you very clearly if you continue in his word, you find healing and flesh there. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina, and praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for all these wonderful testimonies. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Bill. And thank you, saints, for sharing your testimonies. You know, the Bible says that we overcame the devil. How do we overcame? By the blood of the Lamb, by the blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross, and by the word of our testimony. That's right. You get a good lick in on the devil when you share your testimony. Too small. It's too insignificant. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's the power of God at work in your life. It's not insignificant. It's very powerful. And it's something that we need to attend to. Because God has done a work in us, you see. It's to bring people who don't know him to him. You see, when they see that something has happened in you, they have to think about it. they have to spend at least 1 minute thinking about Jesus Christ. Amen? They can't pretend that he doesn't exist. But you have to share your testimony. Wherever you happen to be, share it with whoever will listen and receive it. Amen? Yes, there are people that are called scoffers. They always have some cynicism and some criticism and too much to say, but share it anyway. Share it anyway. The Lord will use it. The Lord will use it. Amen? The Lord will use it if you share it anyway. Amen? And besides, you need to practice being bold and fearless in the face of the devil. Yes, you do. We all have to practice that. It's important. Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray that you got something out of the message tonight. I want you to remember the dates of the fast for those who wish to participate because they want to be healed of something. From Tuesday, May the 4th, beginning at 12:01 a.m., all the way through, no interruption, all the way through Friday, May 7th at midnight, all the way through. And all that we're going to partake of is water, herbal teas, fruits, and vegetables. That's all, just those four things. It's real simple. For all of those who desire to be healed. Amen? And we're not going to just go through the motions of being healed. We're going to review the scriptures from last time we were together, from this this time, and all the other sermons that are on the website, come to think of it. I'm sorry I limited it just to the archives. The ones that are in the archives and the ones that are all over the website. Because we want to be healed. God is saying he wants us healed. That's what he's saying. And he wants us to get there. Amen? It may take you a while. You might have to go find where you threw your faith last time you got discouraged and dust it off. You might have to do that. But it's okay. That's all right. Just let's get going, saints. Amen. Let's get going because God has a lot he wants to do in our lives. So we're going to go to our guest call-ins now. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. That's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen? Amen. Amen. The Lord, now, you know, saints, you know people in your family that need to be healed. They need to get their faith out and start believing. Encourage them. Encourage them. Don't keep it all to yourself. Encourage them. They may decide this one time, since they're not doing it by themselves, to fast along with us. You just don't know until you decide to share. So by all means, please do. And if they do, encourage them. Because God wants to touch their lives. Amen? So area code 7065, we're coming to you. Area code 7065, coming to you now in Jesus' name.
I want you to pray.
Hello?
I want you to pray for my back and my leg.
Well, what's wrong with your back and your leg?
When I get, my back, it hurts. Sometimes I can't have straightened up and down my legs hurt. Well, for my legs.
Was there an accident of some sort?
No.
All right. I was just asking. All right. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I forgive everyone. Who's ever sinned against me.
Whosoever sinned against me.
Or against my family.
Or just my family.
And I ask you to forgive them too.
And I ask you to forgive them too.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Of things that I've done wrong in this life.
That I have done wrong in this life.
Even things that I have neglected to do.
Even things I have neglected to do.
And I ask you to heal my back and my legs tonight.
I ask you to heal my back and my legs tonight.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, saints, let's come on together and pray together for our sister. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that the blood of Jesus was shed on the cross of Calvary. Jesus took the stripes so that we are healed. And because of what Jesus Christ did on Calvary, we take authority, dominion, and power over the pain and the source of pain in our sister's back and in her legs in Jesus' name. We bind the very source of it. We remit her sins and the sins of her ancestors. We uproot that pain. Come up and out of the back in the name of Jesus. Come out of the back. We cut her free from Kundalini. We cut her free. We break his grip and hold. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Sister, take a deep breath and call. Take a deep breath and call. Those serpents around your leg, we cut her free in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. If the source of every pain in her back and in her leg, we cut her free in the name of Jesus. We command you to come out of her body right now in Jesus' name. Go into the cave. Go to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of her right now. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring angels, your praising angels, to war against these spirits that have been coming against her in the name of Jesus. Even spirits coming down the family line, you're bound. All those familiar devils are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Every familiar devil is bound in the name of Jesus. All those family devils, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Spirits coming down the family line and curses coming down the family line. We break every curse in the name of Jesus. Jesus became a curse for her when he hung on the tree that the blessings might be released to her in the name of Jesus. All of those spirits that have attacked her body, you come up and out now in Jesus' name. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we wrap every part of her back and her legs in the blood stripes of Jesus Christ. And we release the healing virtues of Jesus Christ into her vessel right now in Jesus' name. Sister, receive your healing right now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit fill you to overflow right now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and release your prayer language in Jesus' name. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you for setting me free.
I thank you for setting me free.
From every spirit that is not like you, in Jesus' name.
From every spirit is not like you, in Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath and cough. Every religious spirit, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. All spirits of ignorance of the word of God, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Every spirit of affliction, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Old devils from the old life, devils from the old man, come up and out in Jesus' name. Witchcraft and root works, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Root works and witchcraft, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. It's shut out of that. With the sword of the Spirit, we cut her free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, and snare of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Deep breath and call. Deep breath and call. Say, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Say,
Lord
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Based on your holy word.
Thank you, Jesus, for your holy word.
Based on your holy word.
Based on your holy word.
I ask you to come live in my heart and be my Savior, my Lord, and my healer.
I ask you to come and be my Savior, my Lord, and my healer.
And live in my heart forever.
And live in my heart forever.
I ask you, Lord Jesus.
I ask you, Lord Jesus.
To baptize me in the Holy Ghost and with your holy fire.
Baptize me with your Holy Ghost and your holy fire.
And give me a spirit of utterance that I might speak.
And give me a spirit of utterance that I might speak.
Just like you did on the day of Pentecost.
Just like you did on the day of Pentecost.
Now take a deep breath and receive ye the Holy Ghost. And open your mouth and let come out whatever comes out in Jesus' name. Great. 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 Mm-hmm. Keep going. Now, sister, what I want you to do is I want you to go read in Acts chapter 2. On the day of Pentecost, how that happened, all right? And I want
all
you
right.
to keep doing that, because as you continue to do it in faith, your language will come through clearer, and it'll be stronger, all right?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
How are you feeling? How are you
feeling? I feel okay, thank God.
Amen. Try bending over.
Okay.
Try bending over. How does your back feel?
It feels okay. Thank God.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
You just keep on in the word. We love you.
Amen.
Thank you for coming. God bless.
God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Area code 484. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Good evening to you, Dr. Sabrina and the team. on the MIC family. Good to be in touch with you once more.
Amen.
I got a praise report. The other night I was at work, and I was going about doing my regular duties, and I hit my knee on a piece of metal so hard I couldn't move it. So immediately I started binding up the pain, the spirit of pain and all of that, and to rebuke it. Normally, I think it would have been swollen up and I maybe couldn't walk. But within probably minutes, there was no pain. There was no discomfort or anything. And I must say, I was a bit surprised in that it happened so quickly. But it put me in the frame of mind now to keep doing that kind of praise, that kind of, and give thanks like that, because it does work.
Amen.
I doubted it before. It does work.
Well,
so call
praise
in
the Lord, the Lord work.
Yes, it's called to encourage anybody who might have been in doubt or wondering if, when you call upon him or when you do what we do on MIC, we'll get results. So, Carlos, thank you for teaching us, teaching me. And I continue to be a part of this.
Amen.
This thing that we have here. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for calling to share your testimony. Saints, put your hands together for Jesus Christ and what he's done. Amen?
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ and what he's done. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm so glad that you, brother, called in and shared your testimony. It's helping someone. And don't stop with sharing it with us. Share it with others that don't know the Lord. Amen? And encourage them to come listen to Miracle Internet Church too. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you. We love
you.
Call again soon. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, saints, it's a blessing. It's a blessing when we call on the name of the Lord. It's a blessing. Yes, it is. It's a blessing. Area code 443. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Area code 443. Hello.
Good evening, Dr. Sabrina.
Good evening.
Yes, I wanted to praise the Lord and thank the Lord for blessing me to bring my son to visit you all last weekend to be baptized. I'm very grateful for that, and I'm very thankful for the love that you and Brother Bill showed to me and my son. I first wanted to say that, so thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you to Brother Bill. Okay, and so the other reason why I was calling is because of dreams. I'm still having some issues with dreams. I'm having a lot of familiar spirits visiting in my dreams. So I just had another visit last night, and there are some friends, old friends, they're not friends anymore, that I used to have when I was in college. And I'm no longer friends with them now, but the familiar spirits of these three women keep visiting me in my dreams. And I've bound them, I've rebuked them, I've forbidden them to enter the dream, my dreams anymore, but they keep visiting. And so I don't know what else to do to stop them from visiting.
Okay.
And then I'm getting family members as well.
Okay, now, did you ask the Lord about this? Did you seek the Lord about this?
No.
Okay, you need to go back and do the protocol. And you need to seek the Lord about this. Because sometimes the Lord allows us to have dreams. Sometimes they're not necessarily pleasant because he's trying to get our attention for a reason. And so I would encourage you to go seek the Lord about this.
Okay.
I would encourage you strongly to go do the protocol and see what the Lord has to say about the matter. As a matter of fact, I'll pray for you to do just that. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for everyone who has these dreams, all dreams don't come from the devil. Some dreams come from you because you're trying to talk to us and you're trying to get our attention and you want us to focus in an area. But we're focused on other things, but we're missing this. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask as our sister comes before you concerning the dreams that she's been having, that you make it clear to her if you sent the dream or not, and if you did, to give her the clear interpretation thereof. And we thank you and we give you praise, Lord, because we know that you hear us when we pray, that you answer our prayers. You want us to understand what you're saying to us. You want us to deal with issues. You want us to come before your throne. So, Father, we give this. The Lord is saying that there's more deliverance that you need. And this is the subject matter that he wants to talk to you about. So I would encourage you yet again to go before the Lord and let him make it plain to you what he wants to talk about. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank you for calling. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Now, Brother Marshall is going to come tonight, saints, and he's going to pray about several different things. One of them is the backlash that our Florida governor, Governor DeSantis, is getting because of the bill that he signed, basically saying that if you come here planning to riot and to destroy public property, you're going to get arrested and you're going to get some very serious time. It's going to be handled in a certain way. You know, there's this group roaming around, and some places I believe they're being allowed to do this, but let's put it this way, not good reasons. And they're allowed to come in certain cities. They're allowed to riot. You know, we bind rioting up every time we come up on the air. And they're allowed to riot. They're allowed to destroy public property, sending people's insurance policies through the roof. And they're allowed to do harm. Well, you see, let me say something very clearly. That is not what the civil rights movement did. The civil rights movement was going on when I was a child, and it brought attention to what God wanted to bring attention to. Those people went to church first before they hit the street. They called on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's not what this group is. This is a different group. And you see, there have been people sucked into some of the agendas of this group because they believe in what happened with the civil rights movement. But I'm praying that those persons see the difference between the civil rights movement that was going on as I was growing up versus what is going on now. They are not the same. And that they will separate themselves from things that are not truly beneficial to the people of this nation or anyone else worldwide. So Governor DeSantis signed the bill. And I didn't have a problem with it. But, you know, mainstream media has their way of doing things that don't please Jesus Christ. So among the things that Brother Marshall is going to pray about tonight, he's going to pray about that. Also, there's weather issues that the devil has planned, you see. There are those that are pushing back against the devil's agenda. And this week, I posted some information for you all about a group that's actually manipulating in the backgrounds of our government. And if you go into the archives, you'll hear what the Lord had Pastor Pat to preach about that. So the Holy Spirit will lead you if you choose to be led. So he's going to pray about that too. So there are several issues, and I would like for you to stay and come in agreement with Brother Marshall as he prays, as led by the Holy Spirit. And we're going to begin to tackle some of these issues in prayer and intercession. Amen? Amen. Brother Marshall.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for your mercies that are new every day. Thank you, Lord. You never give us any more than we can handle. We may be here for such a time as this. That's what Esther's uncle said to her when she was facing challenges. When she was called to go before the king, when she might have her head cut off if she wasn't invited. So we thank you, Lord. We don't have that spirit of fear. We don't worry about what people in high positions might want to say or do. We want to do what pleases you, Lord. And we come boldly before your throne of grace in time of need with a big brother, Jesus, and ask for your wisdom. He said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it will be given him. In Jesus' name. We ask for your divine intervention, adjudication concerning the spirits trying to control the weather and the atmosphere contrary to your perfect plan. We ask you to break any devices that they've come up with and every spirit sent against the saints. All the curses are returned on the heads of the spirits sending them, any electronic devices, every other machine. We ask you, Father God, to break the machines they're trying to use to control the weather and the atmosphere contrary to your plans, in Jesus' name. And we ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name. For all those in need, Father God, including those in this nation, in the natural and in the spiritual. He made it abundantly clear to us in Ephesians chapter 6, our battle is not with people. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Some of those high places are people that are struggling with pride, as Sabrina started talking in her message this evening in a sermon that the Lord gave her, and we thank you for that, Lord, and we thank you for challenging all of us. And she's right. There are very few people that have not had to deal with some kind of pride, especially those that got elected, or I think they got elected, or maybe they, whatever, who put them in there, I don't know exactly, but ultimately the Lord rules. But Lord, you also rule in the spiritual realm and in the spiritual, in every other realm. Father God, we ask you to protect all the saints, not just in Florida, but all across the United States, including with the border crisis situation, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your protection. We thank you for favor as a huge shield that goes all the way around. Thank you for your grace and your favor. Thank you for being a wall of fire round about and the glory in the midst. And even as you told your prophet in 2 Kings chapter 6, when his servant said to him, hey, the Holy's army's coming to get you, he said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them, in 2 Kings 6:16. Thank you, Lord, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you there are more with us than there are with them. Praise your Lord. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, and he may see. So open the eyes of those that are coming into the body of Christ, those that are they're new in the body of Christ. Even my eyes, Lord, help us to see, even as Pat Holiday wanted to see what you wanted to see. She only wanted to see what you wanted to see at the right time. She wanted to be able to see people and not to be distracted with the demons that are in them. She wanted to be able to relate to people because she loved the people. But she knew that some people had some stuff in them, and Father God, we all need to deal with the stuff. So show us all how to deal with the stuff. Open our eyes the way we need to have them open the eyes of your servants, including the believers, not just in Texas and Arizona, all those right on the border, Father God, and those where the people coming into this nation are being flown to, trucked to, including Pennsylvania and other states. They're trying to take them all over the place. kind of whatever their purposes are, and you know what their purposes are. So we ask you, Father God, you said as Elijah prayed, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. We thank you for your mountains of full horses and chariots of fire round about all your servants, all your prophets, and we give you praise and honor and glory for not just protecting Elisha and his servant, but protecting and not just Pat Holiday and her servants, and not just, what was his name, kind of a said, Albert Lucas and his servants, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. There are more with us than with them. We thank you for warring, linking angels round about all your servants in all of our ways. We give you praise. Even all the benefits of Psalm 91, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, we give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name. So thank you for giving your angel charge with all the benefits of Zechariah 2:5 over the southern border. And we thank you for pointing salvation for walls and bulwarks, Lord, in Jesus' name. And for all those, Father God, in the office of the political office, Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray Psalm 2 over all those who are violating the word, but all the politicians. We ask you to give them a hunger and a thirst for your truth, Father God, in Jesus' name, because you know how to deal with them. And you told us what you want us to do. And you said in 1 Timothy chapter 2, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Yes, all men. For kings and all that are in authority, whether they're put there legally or not, all that are in authority may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God our Savior, who have all men, all people, all men, women, all men to be saved, and come to all men to be sozo, actually, and to come to the knowledge of the truth, saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for ever living to make intercession for each of us. Thank you for being our high priest. Thank you for interceding, not just for kind of the saints that are in harm's way, kind of those saints, Father God, that are standing for the truth, those that have to hire bodyguards because they are justifiably concerned that some people from the so-called deep state want to have them murdered in Jesus' name, because others have been mysteriously suicided, as some people call it, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father God, for protecting all of your servants, Father God, in Jesus' name, working on the hearts and the minds of all those in any position of authority, including those in the federal government, Father God, in Jesus' name, and all the so-called politicians, those that have been there for decades and those that are newer as well. And we pray Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Psalm 2. The kings of the earth, those in leadership, set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together, those from the New World Order, take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, against Father God, against the Lord Jesus Christ, saying, let us break their bands asunder. Let us cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. If they don't repent, Lord, we know that's what you're going to do. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. As for me, I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance and the utmost parts of the earth for thy possession. Even as we pray, Father, in agreement with Dr. Sabrina, we thank you for giving us the heathen for our possession, Father God. Even those politicians that are going to be able to truly repent and accept the Lord Jesus Christ in Nazareth before they leave their earthly bodies. Praise you, Lord. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear. He's called us to be his kings and priests. Help us to serve the Lord with a holy reverence, holy fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son. We love the word of God. Kiss the Lord Jesus. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry with thee, and thou perish on the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed all they that put their trust in him. Father, we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication concerning all these in authority, the so-called politicians, the federal government, and the state governments, the governors of the states that have been connected with the New World Order agenda, Father God, that are trying to keep your people locked down, those and those that were under them that put the people with COVID into nursing homes to try and bump up the numbers, to try and bump up the spirits of fear, try to rack up the mind control spirits and the spirits of the lockdown mentality, Father God. We ask you, Father God, for your divine intervention and adjudication against this planned demic with the planned ungodly outcomes in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name. There's going to be a reset, but may it be your reset, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Jesus warns us in Luke 21:8, take heed that ye be not deceived. So, Father God, help the body of Christ to not be deceived by all these spirits from the mainstream media trying to speak things they have no business speaking. For we know from Ephesians 5:5, but this you know, the Word of God says, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Why are some people intentionally speaking deception and lies through some of the mainstream media? Why would they do that? Did Project Veritas bring to light some of the people at high levels in one of those mainstream news media who admitted that they're there to cause propaganda? They're not there to disseminate just factual information of news. No, they're there to control people's thinking. They're there to be part of Satan's clan, to be a mind blinder, to blind people to the truth. We ask you, Father God, that your truth will get to their hearts, Father, that those that can repent, and we ask you to send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to those that can repent, Father God, in Jesus' name, because Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. And you said, if two of you on earth agree to anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father which is in heaven. We ask you, Father God, for your help, Father God, for all those that are railing against the body of Christ, Father God, in Jesus' name, including those that would overturn Governor DeSantis' new ruling in Florida, which makes perfect sense to those who want to use perfect sense. But there's some people from this so-called woke generation that don't use common sense. They don't want to call people mother, brother, father, sister. They don't want to be, they have this new political correctness that has nothing to do with reality in Jesus' name, nothing to do with your reality, nothing to do with the family that you put on Pastor Pat's heart even before she came into the body of Christ. And we thank you for working through Pat. And we thank you for working through all your saints in so many different areas, Father. And we give you praise and honor and glory for what you have done, are doing, and going to do in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, your hand is not too short to save, not too short to redeem. We ask for your divine help for those in Florida standing for the truth, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for sending your angels down there, as well as where any saints are and those coming into the body of Christ or in any potential harm's way, Father God, from these groups, even the groups that have been gone to wherever it is, Arizona, where they're doing the ballot count, a lot of people from Antifa. I'm sure George Soros is happy to pay their hotel bills and to send them to, why would they want to go over there? We're just counting ballots. Well, if they have nothing to hide, they shouldn't need to stir up any kind of thing. There haven't been any shootings there, or have there? Are they planning something? Father, we ask for your divine protection, Father, and all those spirits, the mind control spirits behind the Manchurian-type candidates. We ask you to cancel, and we do cancel and nullify all those trigger tones, trigger words, all the symbols, and all that's been used to trigger them, kind of for those that have been controlled by handlers, Father God, in Jesus' name. They will not do what they've been programmed to do in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine help, Father, in Jesus, not just for Florida, but all over the nation, Father God, in Jesus' name, because there are more with us than with them. We thank you, Father God, for your divine intervention, for the Most High does rule in the kingdom of men. And we thank you, Father God, that moving on the hearts of those that have a heart for those that, even as Jesus was moved with compassion, for those that are working to aid the poor and the disadvantaged, because it's such a tremendous blessing that you offer, Father, in Jesus' name. Even as you said, you ask you to bless them, Father, and bless those that they're helping. You said in Psalm 41, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He shall be blessed upon the earth. Thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. And we thank you for doing so. For those that are standing up, for those that are disadvantaged and poor and in need, Father God, and moving on their hearts to do that, because you're going to pour out a blessing upon them, Father, is awesome, it's wonderful. And we give you praise and honor and glory. And you gave us a little warning in Proverbs 28. Where is that, Lord? Proverbs 28:27. He said, he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. So we think of those that are giving unto those in need, Father God, they're not going to lack. But you warn those in the last part of that verse of Proverbs 28:7, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. We don't want any curses. Of course, none of us have the wealth of of those of the highest level, those 3,000 people that are kind of control the other 7 billion of us on the earth with their plans from the Georgia Guidestones and the so-called Great Reset that they've planned to confiscate everything that belongs to your saints, Father, in Jesus' name. But we're not controlled by the spirit of fear. And every spirit coming against my voice, I bind you, command you rend nothing, or I'm no one on the way. Loose! And go to the cage in Jesus' name. Father, we ask your divine help and intervention in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory, even as you told us in the New Testament in Galatians chapter 2, verse 10. Paul was preaching, that they should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward or inclined to do. He wanted to remember the poor because that's on the Lord's heart. The Lord takes care of the widows and the orphans and those that are disadvantaged. He wants us to plead for the widows, and we plead for the widows, the orphans, Father God, all the children, Father God, those in harm's way, not just those that are puffed up with pride, but you can humble those that are puffed up and bring them to your feet, to the feet of the Lord Jesus, Father. We ask you, Father God, to deliver, especially those that are disadvantaged and those in great need, Father God, and many in great need, not just in this nation, yes, many in this nation in great need, Father God, in Jesus, not just financial need, emotional need, support, because this whole thing is just like, what do they call that? Kind of similar. We take prisoners of war, you put them in solitary confinement. That's the worst kind of treatment, solitary confinement. That's what the whole pandemic was. Christ called solitary confinement to bring depression, suicide rates up, and all the nonsense of stealing, killing, and destroying that Satan loves to do. Deliver all those in harm's way from those spirits trying to steal, kill, and destroy, including those trying to do the rioting in different places where Antifa's been sent and all these so-called BLM in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. Ask you to bring conviction to those working for the George Soros' people, those people that have been hired to kill when they deliver truckloads of bricks in front of stores, and then all of a sudden, gee, they happen to have a whole truckload of bricks neatly piled up right there, just spontaneous. It had nothing to do with trying to destroy the United States. It only has to do with racial in disparity and terrible things. Was this the same nonsense that they did with Germany? Kind of when the Nazis came in, they had to find somebody to pit one group against another group, and that's what Satan wants to do. Comes to steal, kill, and destroy by dividing, by division. We speak division and confusion to the enemy's camp. 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 In Jesus' name, for thou shalt decree a thing, shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. In Jesus' name. We ask, Father God, that you'll inspire your people to pray under the unction of your spirit the way you want, for those in need, those in harm's way, those in ministry, especially in Jesus' name, even as you inspired us to in your word in Ephesians 6:18, but also in the next verse, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, for all the saints, Father God, all those that are getting the truth out in different areas, where there's some of them seriously in harm's way, Father God, in Jesus' name. And as for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Inspire your servants, your saints, your evangelists, your pastors, your members of the body of Christ, anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, to speak forth the utterance that you give us by your Spirit, Lord, boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so. We thank you for not leaving us as orphans. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father, in Jesus' wonderful name. Even as the church, when it was being persecuted in Acts chapter 4, the saints said, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Yeah, they're trying to threaten Governor DeSantis and anyone that would try to come against their new world order agenda to lock down America and turn it to be a little slave state for communist China or Russia or some other place or just the global elite. the Rothschilds and those groups, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus, the name above all names. And when they prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Pour forth of your spirit afresh, Father, in Jesus' name. And deliver us all and all those we can intercede for. Thank you, Father God, for the great awakening you're bringing about. We thank you, Father God, for your divine intervention, adjudication, Father God, during this many different challenges, not just the United States, not just Canada, Mexico, different places, different things, different people struggling, even to different places all over the globe, Father God, to different places kind of in Israel. You pray for the peace of Jerusalem, but some of those people over there have been forced kind of to take kind of unapproved experimental vaccines, so-called vaccines, not really a vaccine at all. Even though some places, I think it was France recently, said, oh, this isn't safe, this isn't approved, this hasn't been tested. We ask you, Father God, to inspire those in leadership to wake up to what they're doing and give them a hunger to thirst for righteousness in Jesus' name. We come boldly before your throne of grace in time of need with our big brother Jesus. We ask for your help as we come before you to say thank you, Father, for forgiving our sins and iniquities because of what Jesus did when he hung on that tree and he took our cup of cursing. Thank you, Father, you made him and knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Thank you, Father, for taking that sinless, kind of a not puffed up bread, kind of a, and making it leaven, as it were, with wine. Wine that is fermented, kind of a, making him who was not sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We thank you, Lord, though our sins be as red as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. As you come before your throne of grace, repenting of all sins and familiar spirits and generational iniquities, ask you to forgive us and deliver us all from every spirit of selfishness, ungodly fear, love of this world, and every other hindering spirit that would hinder us from speaking what you want, and anoint us afresh to pray the way you want in the spirit and whatever language is the natural language for each of us. If you've given us some of us several different languages, we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And, Father, you said if anyone is lost, it's because their minds are blinded by the god of this world, and that's who's been working through some of the mainstream media, the god of this world, the spirit of deception, because Satan's the father of lies. You told us by faith in your word to bind Satan, and you said whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, in Jesus' name. Not only in Matthew 18:18, which we do in agreement, but also in Matthew 16, beginning at verse 17, Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Thank you for divine revelations you give, not just to Peter, but to all of your servants, Father God, as we draw close to you, Lord, especially during this upcoming fast, we draw close to you, Lord. And I say unto thee, and thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The Bill Gates, the Millennium Gates, no gates of hell shall prevail against your church, Lord Jesus. And will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We speak confusion, division, the enemy's camp. Confusion, division, the enemy's camp. I speak blindness to the enemy, muteness to them as the enemy. And they may only hear what Jesus Christ of Nazareth wants us to hear. In Jesus' name, all witchcraft curses sent against any one of us, every one of us, every member of the body of Christ, not just Brother Bill, Dr. Sabrina, all your servants are returned at least several heads of the spirits to send them. Do the spirits they intend to do to us, including those sent against our family members, in Jesus' name, because of the blood of the covenant. Every mind-blinding spirit, Satan, you and all your mind-blinding spirits, every one of your underlings are perpetually bound in Jesus' name, who says unto us, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. So we bind you, the strong man, your spirit of deception, your mind-blinding spirit, and all your underlings are bound. Every spirit of Kundalini, Leviathan, Asmodeus, Osmodeus, Incubus, Succubus, every unclean spirit of selfishness, every spirit of Antichrist unloving, looking for love in the wrong places, all ungodly spirits of pride, rebellion, every spirit of it's me, my eye, every spirit of selfishness is bound. Every spirit of idolatry is bound. Every spirit of bowing down and worshiping electronic devices instead of worshiping the Creator who created the people who created electronic devices. Every spirit of idolatry, every spirit of worshiping anyone or anything. Isn't Biden wonderful? Isn't Trump wonderful? Every spirit of idolatry is bound. Every spirit of worshiping this pastor or that pastor, aren't they perfect? No, only God is good. Jesus said that really abundantly, clearly in Matthew, was it 10:18, and elsewhere. Only God is good. The rest of us, vanity. But we're changing because he's changing us. because we have a holy, holy fear of yours. So, Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound. I'm not here to accuse the brethren. That's your job, Satan. You're bound. I'll put a gag's mouth to every ungodly spirit. I command you in the name of Jesus to leave alone and nothing further to do with all those who have interceded for, including those trying to rail against Governor DeSantis' law and all those that are standing for the truth in Jesus. Now, we command you to take every one of your demons of doubt and unbelief away from each and every one, especially all those from the sound of my voices. We've already repented of that tonight in Jesus. And we command you to take all demons away from each and every one, including all the family members of every believer, not just Pat Halliday's family members, not just Sabrina's family members, all those connected related to each of us that are anywhere blinding their eyes, hearts, and their minds from knowing, understanding, and receiving the fullness of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every eye-blocking spirit coming from computers, from TV screens, from any kind of screaming screen, are bound and thrust into the cage in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant, the blood of Jesus. Father, we ask you, including all the spirits from the chemtrails, from all the nanobots are bound in Jesus' name, they cast out in Jesus' name every spirit from the electronic devices, 4G, 5G, returned on the heads of the spirits, sending them to those spirits that they intended to dust in Jesus' name. We bind all those spirits from electronic manipulation in Jesus' name. We cancel their assignments to all the saints and all those coming into the body of Christ, even those in the mainstream news media who are going to wake up in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. There's some from the mainstream news media that have woken up and gone to the alternative news sites, and we thank you, Father, but we're all works in progress. Thank you, Father. We break all the power of the enemy in the heavens, the bush, and the deep. For many communications, the power to flow to the demons on earth pertain to all as we have, are, and will intercede for, including those standing for the truth, not just Donald Trump, to the degree that he is standing for the truth. And I don't know his heart, Father. You know his heart. And you know the plan that Pat Halliday heard that was laid out, and as we heard from other saints, that supposedly Q is real, that there is a plan, and it is working, and it's not working as fast as some people would like. We're in a microwave generation. We like things to be fixed real quick, even though some of this nasty stuff's been going on for well over 1,000 years, well, at least over 100 years anyway. Father, we ask you to deliver us from all the spirits behind the ungodly control from the global elite, the central bankers, and all these nasty things, trying to control people, trying to control the purse strings, trying to control the health issues, trying to bring in communism through manipulating medicine, contrary to what should be done just by pure science in Jesus' name. We ask you to deliver us from every attack and wild scheme of the enemy and all the purported lies that are going on. So Satan, you're perpetually bound. We break all the power of the enemy in the heavens, the bush, the deep, and in the second heavens, from any communication of power to flow to the demons on earth, to all those operating in the mainstream news media, all the politicians, all those railing against any believer of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, those railing against Donald Trump, those railing against those standing for the truth, including Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, and those standing for the truth in Jesus. And we bind every one of those ungodly spirits in Jesus, including those in positions of high levels in all different branches of government in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for your divine intervention and adjudication in Jesus' wonderful, wonderful name. And we thank you, Father. Come with God, Satan, you're perpetually bound. Get the hands of every one of your underlings, including Beelzebub, perpetually bound. Go into the cage in Jesus' name. Perpetually bound in Jesus' name. Father, please send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. Please draw all those who've interceded with the Lord Jesus, including all the family members who are delivered. Give each one the Lord Jesus. Write their names in the Lamb's Book of Life and send the proper labors to each one. We prayed in agreement. You said the harvest truly is great, but the labors are few. Pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, he will send forth labors into his harvest in Luke 10:2. And you said in Matthew 9:38, pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, he will send forth labors into his harvest. So Father, these are the last days. We ask you to send forth the labors into your harvest. Submit sessions, Brother Bill. Some of us may be labors, but we may all be labors in different ways in Jesus' name, even as you anointed my lips to speak to the guy who was helping him with the grass today, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for inspiring us to all speak forth what you want as you give us the words in Jesus' name. Help us to be vessels of peace. Help us to walk in peace, Father. Keep our gospel shoes of peace on at all times and be able to share the good news the way you want, even with our family members, even if it's just by example in Jesus' name, but especially your word to come forth at the right time. And we are in agreement. You said, pray you therefore, Lord of the harvest, he will send forth labors into his harvest. So, Father, please send forth the proper labors into your harvest. And we thank you for sending forth the proper labors. And we claim each and every one. We've interceded for including all the family members, every believer especially, and all the children. Yes, the children in harm's way. All the children in harm's way, including those that have been brought across the border in Jesus' name. We claim each and every one, spirit, soul, and body, for you and for your kingdom forever in the name of Jesus Christ. For ask for your divine, quick, you said you hasten your word to perform it. Kind of, you told Prophet Jeremiah, chapter 1. So we ask you to hasten your word to perform it and deliver all the children. You said, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. Call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. You said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. I ask you to deliver us all from every one of these nasty spirits, Father God, because our battle is not with people, but sometimes they use people, kind of a tuna God. We ask to deliver them, Father God, from those that are trying to bring about the nasty things that they're trying to do to the children, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for delivering the children, all the children, all the children, Father God. Deliver us and give us a compassion. Give us your compassion, Father. Even as you reminded me, when there was that earthquake in Haiti some years ago, and you moved on us, the Holy Ghost came on this group of men, and we all fell on our faces on the floor of this brother's living room, and we just prayed, and the Spirit just cried through us for the children. Save the children, save the children, save the children, all the children in harm's way. I didn't know anybody in Haiti. I didn't know anybody. I didn't even see the news media, Father God. We ask you to save all the children in harm's way. There's some in more grievous harm, kind of, but not just in Haiti, but in the United States. They've been brought across the border under pretenses. Oh, you're going to get a wonderful life. And then where are they going? Are they going to dungeons? Where are they going? To be sex trafficked? Where are they going? Have their blood drawn up? Where are they going? To be sacrificed to Satan? Where are they going? Father God, deliver the children. Deliver the children from harm's way. Deliver all the children, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so in Jesus' name. But you said, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And you keep inspiring me, Lord. It says in Psalm 103, verse 6, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. So we ask you to execute your judgment and your righteousness for all that are oppressed. And some are up and outers and some are down and outers, Father God. Yes, some up and outers like Donald Trump. He's been seriously oppressed, seriously attacked. Some like Sidney Powell or whoever, different ones have been seriously attacked, Father God, defamed, their name dragged through the mud. We ask you, Father God, for divine intervention, including for all the children in harm's way, Father God, in Jesus' name, wherever they are, Father, in Jesus' name. He said, everything in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. There's some under the earth that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ our Lord, even those under the earth. Oh, Father God, deliver us all. Deliver all those even under the earth in dungeons, Father God, in Jesus' name. Deliver all those in harm's way, Father God. Deliver those not just in Florida, not just in Texas, not just in Arizona. Watch over the recount of the elections, Father. We ask for your divine supernatural help there, Father, in Jesus' name, that the truth will come out, and that other states where they're questioning, they're openly questioning this, that they will not be swept under the carpet by the New World Order agenda, Father, in Jesus' name, that truth will come out, and that your divine intervention will come forth speedily, Father, in the way you want, in the time you want, in Jesus' name. And you said, if two of you on earth agree as touching anything less, it shall be done to my Father, which is in heaven. You said, call upon the name of the Lord, and you'll be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And was called upon your name because of the blood of the covenant. Whatsoever I render unto therefore send with me, and take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord, your name written in blood. I am that I am. Take the battle to the gate. Isaiah 28:6. Jesus is the gate. You are that gate. You are the door. It is the only door. And we take the battle to the gate. In Jesus' name. That you died on Calvary. We're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, who liveth and abideth forever.
And though I claimed you were back then,
and you said in Genesis 22:17,
Almighty,
you said that in blessing I will bless you, and multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and
You always keep me.
Given him dominion and blood and kingdom that